Parliament in mid-October, truncating the time opponents will have to make their case against a no-deal departure from the European Union. The Johnson announcement has raised a storm of protest. Liberal Democrat Joe Swinson says the Prime Minister is embarking on a dangerous and unacceptable course of action, calling it an act of cowardice. And the Johnson plan for Parliament is being blamed for today's sharp drop in the value of the British pound. The Brexit separation is scheduled to happen at the end of October. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is not seeking heightened tensions. Speaking today during a visit to Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Zarif said Iran believes every nation should be allowed to exercise its own rights under international law. Abe visited Tehran earlier this year in an attempt to serve as a mediator between Iran and the United States. Meanwhile, the possibility of an Iran-U.S. meeting of presidents, a subject of on-again, off-again speculation, appears for now to be off again. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Hassan Rouhani says Trump must first lift sanctions imposed on Tehran. Otherwise, a meeting between the two would be a mere photo op. Rouhani's change of position comes after the president said on Monday there's a really good chance the two could meet on their nuclear impasse. The comment followed a surprise intervention by French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 meeting to try to bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. Rouhani says, still with sanctions, there will not be any positive development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online anytime to voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Puerto Rico, which is still struggling to recover from a deadly hurricane 2 years ago, is under a hurricane watch at this hour. As tropical storm